Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this November 29th, 2022. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. It is 10:06 on the clock, and at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council, Eric Britnocker, Director of the Performing Arts Center, and Ted Vigil. We're going to talk about Ted coming to town with the Rocky Mountain Christmas. Right now, we have in studio with us Katie Nemeth. She is the Caregiver Support Coordinator with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's always good to talk with you. Thanks so much for being with us today. Before we get into things too much, how are things going with you and yours? Everybody holding up all right?
Yeah, doing all right. Looking forward to the upcoming Christmas season and just enjoying family, but it's good.
This time of year is certainly, I mean, I don't think there's ever a casual time of year over at the ADRC, but busy, things going well over there?
Yeah, we're staying busy. People continue to call, which is great. Keep serving people, which is what we want to do. So thanks for the continued calls and people coming to us. We are happy to serve people.
Let's start right there, Katie. There are still people out there that may not know everything that the ADRC can do for them. What can the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin do for me? How do they serve?
Yeah, so the ADRC provides accurate information and resources to individuals and families. We help promote choice and independence. We do that through education, advocacy, and access to services. Really, our goal is to prevent, delay, or lessen the impacts of aging and disabilities in the lives of adults and other people. So people can connect with us to discover their choices, their rights, maybe to help plan for their future. So we serve adults that are 60 and older. We also serve adults with intellectual, developmental, or physical disabilities 18 years of age or older, as well as youth with disabilities that are transitioning into adulthood. And their families, friends, and caregivers. And our ADRC is unique in that we serve four county regions. So we are Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, and Wood counties.
Yeah, Katie, there's so much that we can dissect with that answer. One of the things I'd like to put a focus on is the rights, that you're able to help seniors with, that you're able to help this age group with. Anybody paying attention to the news, let alone that age group, can tell you that these things change almost every year. Social Security and so many of your benefits, what you have, what you don't have. And you guys are up to date on all this stuff. And it's a big part of what you guys do over there, making sure that people are aware of their options, their rights, and what they have earned.
Right, absolutely. Yep. Anyone with any questions, any information that they're looking for, you can contact us to get that information. It's very confusing. Even if you're doing it every single year, things, like you said, things change. And just giving us a call to make sure that you are, getting the right information, the correct information that's going to benefit you to the best of your ability.
In this day and age, and especially coming out of a political season and everything, these topics, especially Social Security, can be very politicized. We appreciate organizations like the ADRC that don't care about politics. You just care about information and making sure that these people have the information they need. And it goes so much farther than we realize, I think. Unless you were in that age group, you really can't understand what it's like to be in that position. You're done, you can't work, or your work is taken from you, or you're just retired just in general because the body is what it is. And you are depending on this. You put money into this. This is your money. You should be, you've earned this. But knowing the rules, knowing the laws, my mother and father, my mom just signed up for Social Security. And the craziness that she's gone through with this is insane. The little details you need to know and all these things that so many people have no idea about. It's been very beneficial for me to learn a lot from what they're going through and experiencing it, because hopefully, knocking on wood, one day I get to that age. But it's also kind of, like I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but for lack of a better one, it can be. Like, and just to people who are in the know of it, even, let alone somebody who's just coming into it and like, oh, I gotta start thinking about retirement. I gotta start thinking about this stuff.
Right, absolutely. I think intimidating, you know, can be a really great word. It's confusing. It is intimidating. There's a lot to know, you know, and that's why it's great that you can go to the ADRC and get that accurate information and, you know, have your questions answered. And there's really no silly questions. I mean, anything that you have, we're able to help you with. And even just if you're not quite there yet and you want to start that planning, you know, we come to us to help plan for the future because, you know, it will come quickly. And when it comes, you want to have as much information as you can to make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself to benefit yourself.
This is how good Katie is at her job. She just got to the answered the question before I could even ask it. I was going to ask, say I'm 60 or I'm 59 or something like that, and I want to start getting a jump start on this. Can I reach out to the ADRC? And that is something you can do.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Even before you're at the age of 60, if you have questions, if you want to gather information, reach out to us. We are certainly not going to deny you information because you're not at the age of 60. So
I do think it'd be funny though if you're like, can I see your car, your driver's license? Oh, I'm sorry, you're 60. You're just not there yet.
Yeah, come back in a few months.
That's really cool that you guys do that though. I don't know if that's a commonplace or not, but it's wonderful here in our area that you have a resource like that. And I love when we have things like there's almost no excuse not to learn about this stuff. It's right there for you. It's free information. There's no, you know, catch. It's just, you know, taking some time out of your day to learn about these things.
Right. Yep. There, like you said, there is no catch. It's a free service. We're right in the community. You can either call, you can stop into our office, you can call and make an appointment. So, you know, we're really accessible to whatever your needs may be.
You guys cover a lot of area too. Langley, Lincoln, Marathon, Wood counties. That's a lot of people, a lot of areas. How do you and the rest of the staff, are you able to coordinate this and cover that much area?
Yeah, so we do have, most of our staff are located in all of the offices, so we do have 5 offices. The caregiver support team, we are usually, I guess our main hub is in the Marathon office, but we travel to all other offices when needed. Whenever anyone has a question, we also can come to your homes. So like I said, whatever is most accessible and easiest for you, we just really want to get the information out there to you in the best way possible.
Another wonderful thing to be able to offer people of being able to reach, go to them and everything. That's a really cool, that's a gift to be able to offer to your community.
Right.
So I always love, there's a couple of things that I always like to hit on when you guys are with us. You know, we'll get on Meals on Wheels in a little bit. I certainly want to make time for that. And talking about what a caregiver is and getting into that, there are so many, there's hundreds of people out there doing this job that don't even realize that's what they're doing. This one hits a little close to home for me. My dad and my mom went through this, and it wasn't until my Nana passed that they realized that they had been caregivers for her and were for my papa for many years. There's a lot of people out there that are doing this, and we appreciate the work they're doing so very much, whether it's they're getting paid to do it or not. But you need, you know, caregivers don't always look inward and don't always think about what they need and how they. So understanding that you're a caregiver, I think, is a good starting point. So what is a caregiver, and how can the ADRCCW support them?
Right. I think that you hit it right on the head. Some people don't even realize that they are a caregiver, or they don't, you know, they don't think that what they're doing may lie under the caregiver definition, if you will. But anything, whether it be small and only a few times a week to every day, whether that's personal cares, maybe you're providing your neighbor or your family a meal, or you're grocery shopping for them, or you're taking care of snow and lawn removal. That is all what caregivers provide. And so we really just want to support the caregiver and make sure that they are taking care of themselves as well. Because if you're not taking care of yourself as a caregiver, you can't take care of that other person. And so we really just try to support that, provide education, provide workable solutions if there maybe something isn't working well. Talk talking through the situation and seeing if we can come up with another option, providing information and resources that help that caregiver, maybe provide respite. Maybe respite looks like maybe someone coming into the home, or maybe the person that you're caring for needs to go into a rehab facility for a short amount of time. We help with all of that. So there is grant funding that we have available to eligible family members, and those that are not available for that, then we are just that go-to for information and resources and anything that they may need.
Yeah, I've used this example for years. If you're on a plane, they tell you to put your mask on first because, you know, all your instincts tell you to put it on the person next to you, especially if it's a child or something like that. But before you can get that mask on them, you're going to pass out. And so nobody's going to be benefited. You got to take care of your own backyard before you can help people with theirs.
And you
are important. Your mental health, your well-being, all those things are important. And while we admire that you put others first, you need to do that. You need to have the 1A, 1B kind of thing of putting yourself first. If anything, what works for me is basically conning myself and doing this so that I can. I'm doing it for my kids. I'm doing it for my, you know, friends or what have you. But I know that I've got to be okay to be able to help them.
Right. Yep. Taking care of yourself. I mean, if you are not, you know, taking care of yourself and feeling at your best, how are you going to provide that care for someone else? You know, if you're not. You know, if you're exhausted and you're trying to just get through your day, how are you going to be able to provide that care to someone else? So taking those breaks, taking the time away, whether it's a few minutes or, you know, if you need a few hours or even a few days, that is very important. And everyone is different. So what works for you may not work for the other person, but finding out what that is the important, and then following through with it.
Well said. And I think that latter part there is so vital to this. Are there classes or things available for people, caregivers?
Yes, we do have many classes. So the one that we kind of like to hit on first is a Powerful Tools for Caregivers class. And so what this is a class that teaches caregivers how to take better care of themselves and for another person. So we do offer this virtually and in person. Our class that we have coming up is virtual, so that will be starting January 11th, which is a Wednesday, run Wednesdays for 6 weeks through February 15th. And like I said, that'll be virtual. So if you have access to a computer or a tablet or a smartphone, then you can access that class. It'll run from 1 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. For those 6 weeks on Wednesdays. And if that's something that you're interested in doing, we ask that you give us a call. And I can provide that number. That is 1-888-486-9545. And our support staff at the ADRC can get you signed up for that class. We will then reach out to you and provide details. But it's a really great class just to try to teach you how to take care of yourself, maybe how to manage time better, set some goals, solve some problems, master caregiving transitions. Maybe if you need some assistance with communicating effectively, maybe with another family member, maybe with a doctor, or maybe with some paid helpers that you're working with. So it's just really important to be able to have those tools in your box to be able to use. Mm-hmm. We also have a support group that is open for any caregivers. And we meet virtually and in person on the fourth Monday of the month from 10:30 a.m. to noon. And that's just really a great group of people that come in and just it's a great time to talk with other people that are in the same position that you may be in, you know, talk about things that work, things that don't work. Maybe you're stressed about something and you just need to get it off your chest. Talk about that. Or, you know, maybe you just need a good cry with people around you. You know, all emotions are welcome. And we just are looking to try to support people in the best way that we can. So again, if you're interested in registering, give us a call and we can get you the information for that support group.
You know, Casey, there's a couple things that really stand out to me about that. One, just giving people the shoulder to be there, the ear to listen, that kind of thing. there's so many things in life that, you know, you're going to listen and hear somebody, but if they've gone through it, it just has, it carries a little more weight. It means a little bit more because they know what it's like. They've been in the trenches. They understand it more. And the idea of offering these things virtual, especially for caregivers, when a big detriment to them going to a meeting or getting help could be time. And, you know, caregivers, it's a 24/7 job usually. You don't even have the chance to leave the house. And even if you do have an hour to kill, chances are you're sleeping or you're getting a nap in or something like that. Or just reading, I don't know, just sitting in silence for a moment. So offering this stuff virtually, you know, I know the pandemic caused a lot of us to do these things, but it's a silver lining to me to have these options now and know, oh, we can do this. We can do this virtually. And you don't have to leave the home. You don't have to. I mean, I know some caregivers want to get out of the house a little bit, but for those that can't, it's a great option to be able to have.
That is something, like you said, the, you know, the pandemic, you know, has taught us all to just embrace technology. And it really is just nice to have that option if you aren't able to leave, or, you know, if you were planning to do it in person and with caregiving, things come up, you know, by the second, by the minute. And, you know, to be able to still connect with people in your home, you know, still providing that support for the person that you're caring for just is really great that we can offer that. And it works really well. We have people that really, really enjoy it.
We've been touching on this in our morning show and wanted to remind everybody that November is National Family Caregiver Month. There are some special things we want to talk about with this month in particular, Casey.
Right. So, you know, we like to say that, you know, caregivers are important every day of the year, but we really like to recognize them and nationally in November. And it's just a time to recognize the work that they do and honor family caregivers across the country. We also take this time to raise awareness to caregiving issues, shortages, just, you know, financial issues that they have, to help educate communities about how they can help, you know, people that are caregivers, and also increase support for those caregivers. So family are the primary source for support for older adults and people with disabilities in the U.S. And many of these caregivers not only provide the care, but they also might be working full time. And so that really creates a conflict. And so we just really want to raise awareness about what we can do to help these caregivers any way we can. In helping them, it really just helps provide or delay the need for costly institute care, which many people want to be in their own homes. They want to be as comfortable as they can for as long as they can.
Yeah, I think it's one of the one of those things that everybody deserves. Every person, it's a simple right. It's one of those things that we don't think that much about in our lifetime until it get, we get closer to it. But the idea of just having simple independence, of just being able to live on your own, every human being deserves that. And, you know, some oftentimes caregivers help people have that for longer, or if not to the end of their life. And it's all thanks to caregivers and that ability. So another one of those things where when we're talking about caregiving, when we're talking about caregivers, it goes so much in depth, deeper into our community than unless you're doing the job or you've done things like it, you may not know.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. And it's just so important to just help in any way that we can, you know, and really caregivers are, you know, are at risk for depression and anxiety and stress if they're not taking that time for themselves. And so, like we mentioned before, it's just so important for those caregivers to take care of themselves so they can provide that support for the person that they're caring for.
And it's never a bad time to bring awareness to that. So are there any upcoming classes for caregivers?
Yes, so we do have the Powerful Tools for Caregivers class that is coming up. So if that is something that you're interested in, please feel free to reach out or check out our website at www.adrc-cw.org. There you will be able to find Powerful Tools for Caregiver classes, as well as any other classes that the ADRC offers. You can also give us a call at 1-888-486-9545, and we would be happy to help you with any questions that you have. We also like to provide a website, the Alzheimer's Association, which is just a wonderful website. They have a 24-hour support line that you can call at any time with any questions, and they are trained professionals that are able to help you and find local resources as well. They also have a website, which is www.alz.org.
Where can we get more information outside of that wonderful website you mentioned there?
Sure. Yep. So the ADRC website is www.adrc-cw.org. You can also stop into our office and ask for any brochures, resources. We also have a monthly newsletter called Choices that are in various places around the community as well as in our office or online that provides excellent resources and other helpful information for you.
Hmm. And Casey, finally, are there any support groups or anything like that people should know about?
Yes, so we have a support group that meets the fourth Monday of the month, and that is from 10:30 a.m. to noon, virtually or in person. And so that is a great support group that we have going on for any caregivers that are caring for anyone in the community. So if you are interested in more information or in registering for that support group, please feel free to give us a call at 1-888-486-9545.
And Casey, before we let you go today, I did want to mention Meals on Wheels one more time and let people know about that. Can we talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, so many people may know the term, you know, Meals on Wheels or home-delivered meals. And so really, that is an excellent program that we have that we really thrive off volunteers for that. They are the you know, heart of that program. So we are asking for any individuals that are interested to contact the ADRC, even if you're interested in just delivering to people's homes just once a month. You know, that volunteer experience goes very far, and it is just really a great experience to be able to provide people, you know, a hot, nutritious meal in their home on a daily basis and just get a minute to chat with them and see how their day is going. So if you are interested in volunteering for a home-delivered meals driver or any other volunteer opportunities that we have, please feel free to give us a call, and we can certainly get you started in the right direction.
I've mentioned before, I did this out in California. It was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, and it was a very simple thing. It did not take me a lot of time. I would say maybe an hour and 10 minutes maybe I spent on it, and I was using public transportation. I didn't even think about that, so it might have even been faster. And I still remember so many of the conversations I had with the lady and the gentleman that I would deliver meals to. I can picture them right now, and I valued that time with them so very much. And I'm just talking about my take from this. I don't know. I know that they seemed impacted by it. They seemed to enjoy it. But I can't speak for them. I can't imagine how they feel. I can't imagine how all the people out there feel that getting these meals. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win situation. And there aren't a lot of those in life, everybody. But this is one of those ones where as good as they feel, the nutrition they get, the conversation they get, I almost promise you that you will feel the same type of thing that they are feeling from doing this. Encourage you to reach out to the ADRC to find out more. They always can work with you in your schedule and getting these meals out there to the families that need them, to people that need them.
Yep. Yeah, that is absolutely right.
Casey, yes. One more time before we let you go, if people have follow-up questions or want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about, how can they reach you?
Yep, they can reach us at 1-888-486-9545, or they can go to our website at www.adrc-cw.org.
Casey Nemeth, Caregiving Support Coordinator with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Doors always open for you guys. Thanks so much for joining us, Casey. You have a great day.
Thank you for having us.
We'll come back and we'll have our friends from the Arts Council and Ted Vigil joining us coming up right here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.